It's 26 minutes past 10 and I want to talk about my beard. Don't laugh at me, Emmett. So beards have been king for a long time. It's yes. fair to say, like David Beckham, George Clooney, even the iconic Santa sports a great beard. But not everybody knows what they're doing when it comes to beard care and the upkeep. So Emmett Byrne is here from Butcher Otoko on St. Anne Street in Dublin. And we need to talk about facial hair and just advice for the lads or the ladies, whoever's rocking it. What is your top tips when it comes to beards and moustaches? Because I think they are here to stay. So is that the case of what you see on a day-to-day basis in your barbers?
Yeah, well, I think men, I think when we get used to seeing ourselves in the mirror, you know, with hair, we tend to not like change. We don't like, we get used to looking at ourselves and we get, you know, we get used to that. So we tend to hold on to it. We're creatures of habit, I guess. So, you know, but definitely beards. Yeah. Facial hair is around to stay, I think, whether it be a stubble or whether it be a full beard or whether it be, you know, we're starting to see a few goatees again, would you believe, coming back
what?
In. Yes. So I think.
Will people come into you and go, can you style me a goatee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Do you have to look at them and go, well, these are the options?
Well, yes. And we try and, you know, we try and recommend something that suits a face shape or, you know, a career, a job or how somebody dresses or colour of hair, I guess, as well. And if there's a lot of grey in it or if there's, you know, if it's salt and pepper or, of course, there's loads of things that we take into consideration.
What are like the most popular styles at the moment?
A beard?
Beard, moustache, goat, whatever. What are the big things?
Chin straps. That's, have you ever heard of that?
No.
A chin strap.
Can you
so
give
a chin
me a
strap would be a much shorter beard and very tailored. So outlined, really clean, you know, high up under the chin, you know, so basically just around the chin and the moustache joining in.
So like, I think, do a lot of footballers do that?
A lot of footballers do it. I think it's a little bit overgroomed myself, but.
Okay, so is that very on the metrosexual side of things?
Well, we could say that, but I just think, you know, when it comes to men and beards, I think we need to be very careful because we've come out of a time where, you know, all the way through the 2000s, we were, you know, the skin fades and the perfect side parting and, you know, all of that. It was all very, very groomed.
Mm.
But we were clean shaven at the time. And now, you know, we still have some very groomed looking haircuts around style wise. So then when you add in the beard and then the beard is overly groomed, I just feel it's too much.
Yeah.
You know,
I personally would be a fan of, I wouldn't be a fan of the
facial hair.
The very groomed,
the
look.
Very groomed look.
I
yeah.
love facial
yeah.
hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love.
I think it's very manly. It's very masculine,
yes.
isn't it? It's very manly. But I think, you know, I think we're starting to see the bigger beards. We're starting to see those fade out.
I always wonder what's in there.
Well, I think a lot of men, what we do is we forget about taking care of the skin underneath. And that's the scary part of it.
How do you get to it?
You've just got to move it apart and exfoliate your skin and get rid of all those skin cells, you know. Simple.
Wow,
simple.
I would never have thought of that.
Yeah.
So they actually have to stand in front of the mirror,
of course,
pulling apart the beard and get right in there.
Right in there, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's the only way to get rid of those skin cells because they build up under the beard. So
and then you don't know, is there spaghetti in there? Is there all kinds of different things?
A pint of Guinness.
A pint of Guinness.
Yeah,
something to save for your lunch on the other side. But I do love a rough looking beard, like something that doesn't look too groomed. Recently, my husband has started growing a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's just decided to go for it. And my fear is, like, as a lady, I am at risk of like, what would you call it? Like a burn or like it's sore.
I was afraid where you were going there. A moustache. Yeah, it's funny. Guys tend to love moustaches for some reason. I don't know why. Women hate them, I think. We're seeing a lot of the rugby players, you know, sporting moustaches. We're seeing soccer players sport moustaches. And now we're, you know, we've come out of November. So, or we're in the middle of it. So, you're going to start to see a lot more of them. But, they're a strange one. All right.
Oh, so
I don't
would you
really
not be,
get it.
Would you not be getting a lot of lads coming in asking for a moustache to be styled.
We do, but and you know, funny enough, they tend to be younger men. I think it's probably guys. Yeah, I think it's probably guys that can't grow, you know, a good beard. So most younger guys can grow a moustache much earlier than their beard.
So speaking of not being able to grow the hair, do you need a thick hair growth to get the beard? What about lads who maybe are struggling? And I often hear lads talking about getting patches of hair growing. Like, mm-hmm. could you do, for women, when you're losing your hair, or, you know, there's things you can do. Like, I lost a good bit of my hair after I had my baby, yes. but you can get regrowth stuff and you can try. Can lads do that for their beard?
There's loads of products out there, you know, whether it be shampoos for hair loss for your beard, conditioners for your beards. Yeah, there's loads of things. And then there's this little, I can't remember what they're called, the little rollers, you know, little rollers, so like a Derma roller. So apparently that promotes hair growth.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can get those for your beard as well. Yeah.
So there's different ways of getting the hair to grow. And can people come in and ask about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what's the best way to keep it soft? Because I would like, when my husband kisses me, for there to be soft hair and not like a Brillo pad.
Well, hair on your face, it tends to be a lot coarser and wirier. So you'll see probably with the beards, you would have seen guys, you know, previous straightening their beards, which I think looks absolutely horrendous. Yeah, so using like a mini straightener and straightening out your beard, you know, to try and get a little straighter or longer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so,
don't know why that's so shocking to me, but
well,
it is.
There you go. There you go. So, but the conditioning of the hair, it's the same thing as the hair on your head, I guess. So you can buy a shampoo for the conditioning, for, you know, helping hydrate the hair. Mm. You can buy a conditioner for the beards. You can buy, so all of that stuff.
What about oils?
Work. You can use oils as well. Yeah, absolutely. I find that the problem is that it's a different approach to the hair on your head, in the sense that you're trimming it on a bi-weekly or a monthly basis. So, you know, you're constantly cutting away the hair that you've conditioned or you've moisturized. So you've got to, it's a daily routine.
Okay.
So it is a big commitment.
Yeah, it is a big commitment.
It is a big commitment. So that's, I think a lot of guys are starting to just go with the unshaven look, like myself, or the designer stubble, as that we used to call it. It's easier to take care of.
Okay.
You know, but if you go too short with it, it tends to be really prickly. But if you let it grow a little bit, it tends to soften out a little bit more. So that's the.
So when you say let it grow, would you be talking like a week or 2 weeks growth?
Yes, a week or 2 weeks. Yeah, depending on how fast your beard grows. But generally about a centimetre or a little shorter than a centimetre in length.
And that's designer stubble.
That's your designer stubble.
I love
that
name. I love it. Yeah. Now, we know that in Ireland, a lot of men have a bit of ginge shining through the beards, okay?
Yeah.
Which, listen, it's adorable.
Yeah.
And some people absolutely love it. But what if you didn't like the colour of your beard? Like, do people come into you and ask to dye it?
Definitely.
Or they do? Yes. Jesus, yeah, you answered that before I even finished the question.
You can buy stuff over the counter.
Now, is that wise?
Well, the stuff has got much better. I shouldn't be saying this as a hair professional, but the over-the-counter stuff, especially for men, has got much, much better. Now, they're difficult to control in the sense of depth of colour. So, you know, you've got to be very careful because they can get very, very dark if you use too much of it.
Okay, so this is the thing. I've seen a couple of my mates who dye their beards, and they very openly dye their beards. Mm. Well, openly as in they tell me.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious when you have a dark hair, because it's just, you can see the colour on the skin. And I think that frightens other men then, who don't want people to know that they have dyed their beard.
But see, you have to remember, I mean, men are as insecure about ourselves as women are about different things. And I guess as men age or grey starts showing up in your beard, and it shows up kind of in the sides of your head or in your beard much quicker, and with some people very early in life. So I think, you know, I think we need to start pushing to embrace aging a little bit more, especially with men. I think men, you know, we're like a fine wine. I think we get better looking as we get older.
Couldn't agree more.
And I think younger men need to understand this, that it's okay to have a little bit of grey in your beard. Like my beard is white, you know. But I think that's something that we need to start pushing a little bit more. That it's okay. You know, aging is good.
Do you think that pressure maybe comes from social media and seeing people like big sports stars having those clean,
absolutely,
professional?
Absolutely, they're looking so perfect, you know, and they've got loads of time to do that. And I think you look different on camera, and I'm sure you understand this. You do look very different on camera than you do day to day.
And it's a pressure.
It is a pressure. But I think men, I think we really need to embrace, you know, the natural approach, you know, staying clean, tidy, you know, having a nice haircut, you know, yes, being groomed. But I think, I believe you can take it a step too far. You know, you end up with the pitch dark, you know, black beard, and you've got light brown hair, or it can just be too much.
And the clean lines.
Yeah, and the clean lines. It's all too much. So try to stay natural. Now, you can still clean, you know, if you do want to grow a beard, or you have a designer stubble, as I said, you can clean the lines, as in your cheek lines or around your moustache and across the lip line, you know, or down the side so it's not connecting to the hair on your neck, you know. But I think cleaning it under your chin, you've got to be very careful, because that affects shape face, or the shape of your face. So you've got to be very careful of how high you take it, how high or how low you leave it. So if it's below your T-shirt line, joining the hair on your chest, you know, these are all things that you've got to think about.
So this is interesting. So where would be the ideal area for, you know, trimming the hair to on the neck, to be...
I would say no higher than above your Adam's apple.
Wow.
No higher than the Adam's apple. Because the problem is that when you look at somebody sideways and you go above the Adam's apple, you're starting to go up into the chin area.
Okay.
You know, and if you've got a double chin, or you're carrying a little bit of weight, or you've got a round chin, it's not
flattering.
Yeah, it's not flattering. Now, I do find if you've got, you know, men that have, they feel that if they've got a weaker chin, they like to have more hair around the chin area, so it makes it a little bit more prominent looking. So all of these things. I tend to recommend, when it comes to beards, I like kind of a clean cheek, clean it across the lip line, and then what I call a taper. So like you'd see haircuts around at the moment, they've got neck tapers, so it's not a full skin fade, it's a low taper. I do the same thing on the neck. So I would taper it off down to no hair, quite low, so it's not connecting to the hair on the chest.
So people can't do that at home, do they?
No,
need to go
difficult.
To a barber
you would
for that.
Need to go to a barber for that, yeah.
Okay.
But you know, you can get it done every 2 weeks. It takes 5-10 minutes. It's not a big deal, you know.
Looks good then.
And it looks really good. And you know, it looks natural, but it looks clean. And I think that's the best approach, to be honest.
And what about, I'm not insinuating anything about my own home life. When somebody is grooming themselves at home and they're doing so over the sink and the bathroom floor, what are the tips about not having the place look like a barber's shop at the end of it?
Why not throw a towel over the sink?
Yes,
throw
Fabio.
A large towel Why not throw a towel over the sink?
Fabio.
Shave yourself. Take the towel out to the back garden or and shake it out. That's your shaving towel.
There you go, Fabio.
There you go.
There's
a little trick for you.
So before I let you go, just very quickly, top three tips for beard maintenance.
Okay, good shampoo, good exfoliation, good condition. And pop into your barber every 2 weeks and get it tidied up.
Probably specifically Butcher Otoko in St. Anne's Street. Thank you so much, Emmett, for
coming in to us today to chat about
our love of beards,
cheers,
mustaches, all things facial hair. That was Emmett Byrne from Butcher Otoko on St. Anne's Street, Dublin 2. Some excellent, excellent tips there.